Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Logan.
Speaking.
I'm calling you from Fairview, Massachusetts.
Yes, sir.
From Footjoy.
Yes.
Sir, could you fill me in more about what the problem was?
I ordered a pair of black and white classics with a dry Premier sole. I played 3 rounds of golf with him, and then the heel was starting to come off. Why is it doing that?
Why is the shoe breaking?
You know and I know at the dollar-rand exchange rate, it's a hell of an expensive shoe. I only wear Footjoy golf shoes. I don't wear any other shoe.
Now, so how many times did you say you've worn the shoes?
3 times. Yeah, you know, I didn't kick it on any rock or slip off a step or anything like that. That I can understand that it could maybe pull it loose, but it wasn't.
Are you a golf professional there in South Africa?
No, I'm an amateur, but I'm a scratch handicap, so...
Those 3 rounds that you played the golf...
Yes?
Is there any chance that your swing could have been a bit off?
Well, I shot at 70 the day the shoe broke, so...
You see, that...
Mark, to give you an honest answer, I don't think that if your swing was off that a shoe would break.
What did you shoot in the previous 2 rounds?
71 and 78.
Ah, I know what it is. You know that round you shot of 78? Well, that did the damage to the shoe. There were extra stress fractures because your swing was off.
So my swing is crap.
Well, I didn't say it in those exact words.
Yeah, well, that's basically what you're saying. You're telling me the shoe's broke. You're blaming everybody else except the product. Why don't you just accept the fact and say, yes, we made a cock-up. The shoes were rubbish.
I got to be entirely honest with you. Is that you're a scratch golfer?
Yes.
That round of 78 destroyed those shoes, man.
Do me a favor. Mark, you're phoning to tell me that the shoes broke because I played badly that day.
My best advice for you, Logan.
Yeah?
Is, you know what? Go to your golf store.
Yeah.
That pro shop where you were at.
Yeah.
And buy yourself a book by Tiger Woods called How to Play Golf.
Yeah.
Read it.
Yeah.
And then you'll stop shooting those ridiculous scores off a scratch.
So now, basically, you're insulting me because I'm playing bad. Because that's what you're doing. I cannot believe you're phoning me and wasting my time and telling me that the shoes broke because I played bad. The shoes broke because you made a default product. Finished and clock.
No.
Yes, not no, yes.
A workman never blames his tools.
I'm not blaming my tools. I'm not saying I played bad because the shoe broke.
You are blaming your tools.
Oh, do me a favor. It's actually sickening.
Do you not... Have you even thought of this? Do you have, like, a club foot or something?
Do I have a club foot? Is that what you're asking me?
Bunions. Hammer toe. There could be another problem that you've inflicted on the golf shoes.
Mark. You've stepped over the mark with customer service now, to be perfectly frank with you.
Well, you haven't
done... You've insulted me a few times, and you know what?
Well, you know what, Logan? You've stepped a few wrong steps in those golf shoes, mate.
Yeah. Actually, what you did was destroy my evening. Is this phone call recorded?
Actually, this call is recorded by Wackhead Simpson.
Carl.
And I would like... And I would like to introduce you to your dad right now.
You little bastard. Yeah, but in the wicked or swine.
All his dad could do was just giggle like that.